Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. This podcast, we're going to feature Darcy and Zara Everett from London Pulse. How important was it to be able to return to Pulse this season?
It's really important for us to keep the main core group together. Obviously, we had a disappointing finish to the season in the end, but we had a really solid run up to the finals, and we're hoping to go one step further with the group that we've managed to retain and some of the new players as well.
Did you feel like there was any, I suppose, extra pressure on getting yourself into a team and being part of the final 10, given the fact that there's been a reduction in not only squads, but also players?
I think for me personally, I did find there was a bit more motivation for myself to get me in a team this year, as I'm still quite young. I still want to keep developing at the same level I have been the past couple of seasons. So I think that coming into a Super League team this year, especially with the new league starting up, I think is a really good opportunity. Yeah, definitely more motivation behind wanting to be signed for a second year.
And Darcy as well, you were only really elevated to Pulse's squad of 12 for last season as well. So
yeah,
a bit of extra pressure for you as well.
Yeah, I think, there was a lot of pressure, but I think as well, the way that the team works and stuff, I feel like didn't feel like that as well on court as well, because we have such a good support system. And obviously I have Zara, Hallie for me, and everyone around me that were all supporting me the whole way through. And I think the way that they've done it was bringing me up. I was a training partner the season before, so I have had practice and time with the team before then as well. So coming on court was kind of not easy, obviously still a bit nerve-wracking, but was comfortable.
Zara, was there a stage last year where you just felt, you know what, I've done enough? Or are you always constantly performing at your best in training and on court just until you get that phone call, really?
It's not a given for anyone, but I think at the end of the day, throughout the season, we're all focused on performing as a team. And obviously, with that comes performing as an individual to the best of your ability. So I was just focusing on that, but more from a team perspective, I guess. And that's kind of all we could do in terms of things that were within our control. But luckily, it kind of goes hand in hand if you're playing your best, and hopefully the team will perform well as well. So yeah, it's a difficult one because the signing window obviously opens pretty quickly after the final, but yeah, I think we had a kind of united focus and that helps all of us perform well throughout.
How well did you both think you did last season?
go on, Darcy, take this one.
okay, well, I think we did, as a team, we did really well. And I think we're still proud of ourselves from like how far we went last year. I think we're obviously all disappointed with the end result because we obviously, everyone wants to win. And that was our goal to start with. But I think, like, the connections and stuff we made through court, personally, anyway, as being a new player, I was quite proud of. Obviously, the result isn't what we wanted, but I think as a team and building as a team kind of, is something that we're quite proud of.
Yeah, I think also, obviously, we want to win and that will be our aim again for this season, but it's never a simple task to win the whole league and for us all to remain kind of injury-free and performing at a high level for the whole season and then to come together all at the same time for the final. It's a challenge for any team, so you've got to take the small wins along the way and enjoy the success that we had throughout.
Darcy, Sophie Kelly joining in from Bath. Will you have played with her or maybe just played against her in the past?
Yeah, well, Sophie's been in the setup for quite a while, in the England setup especially, and I think we've played against each other a lot in training for things like Roses Academy, and there's been like under 17 Netball Europe and stuff a couple of years ago, and under 19 matches that we've played together with. So it is exciting. Obviously, she is on the other side of the court, so most of the time at training, I'm playing against her. So it's nice to have her on the team finally. But it is exciting, and I think we're all really glad to have Sophie on the team this year.
Zara, Nicole's back, isn't she? What did she bring last season?
Nicole, in addition to her, obviously, she has great court craft. She's a really skillful player, confident player. She's also a really good person to have off the court as well. She's always keen to help others around her, get the most out of the people she's playing with. And yeah, so she's a great personality as well as a great player. And I'm sure that she'll develop her connection with Liv even more this year.
Have the pair of you been up in the early hours of the morning watching Tyler Raw?
I've actually met Tyler would have been back in 2019 at an Australian England camp kind of thing at the AIS in Canberra. So I met her then. She seems really nice. She seems like a very professional player who's really motivated. And I've seen her when she's managed to get on court in the SSN as well. So yeah, it'll be great to have her as part of the team and to see what difference she can bring.
A really important signing. Obviously, it's got to about 5 minutes in the interview. And what's the advantage of having your sister in the same team? And more importantly, anything in particular you like about each other's game?
I'm going to go first, Sarah.
Wait, do you say you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. I think that obviously we get on really well. We're, you know, like best friends off the court as well. So that helps that when we get to training, we enjoy training with each other. We are able to give and take criticism from each other because we've been doing it from a young age. And in all honesty, we haven't had that much time playing in the circle together or even across swing events, gold events together, just because of the way that combinations have worked out. And obviously, Darcy only just coming into the squad this year. But no, I think I hope it will be an advantage going forward. In terms of what I like most about her game, I like that she's really hungry to win ball all the time. She's really fearless in going forward, especially flying outside the circle. And I think that she has quite rare attribute of being so tall and rangy, but also having really good fitness and movement as well. So that was a few things.
Oh, thanks, Sarah. Yeah, well, kind of building on the advantages of being together, I think I agree. I think it's good to have someone on the team that I can also go to about feedback and things, and I know that Zara will kind of give it to me completely how it is and not kind of sugarcoat anything, and neither of us take anything personally from what, like, any feedback that we do. And I think it's really helpful, especially because, like, one of my favorite things about Zara is the fact that she's very hardworking and she's very good at technical aspects of netball, and the way that you move around the court and play against players is very smart. Like, I am inspired from it because it means that I kind of try and take that into my own play and try and think about things more technically like she does as well. And yeah, I think it's really helpful to have like you when I don't know why I can't speak.
You're
to
getting
her.
Nervous because the things I said about you
are
so nice.
Yes, I'm just trying to tell her. Stop stuttering.
I think you said enough. I think so.
I just think it's good because to have you in front of me, I think Zara's very supportive. I think anyone that's played with Zara would agree to say that playing with Zara is probably one of the easiest people you could play with because she does try and do everything, and I think it's really good because you can just trust her. So when we are doing zone defense or man on man, you can kind of trust her to do her own job and do it really well. So that's a really good quality of ours.
Obviously, we see the new teams, Birmingham Panthers, a refreshed London Mavericks, and obviously Nottingham Forest netball as well. Do you reckon things like that were needed, changes to the league?
I think it's always good to have a shake up of things. Like, obviously, a lot of the teams have been a part of the league for a long time now. Obviously, it's disappointing to lose out teams that have got a strong history and teams like Seven Stars, who obviously had a really successful year last year.
Yeah.
I think ultimately we'll see what happens at the end of the season and we'll see how teams perform. A lot of the athletes are the same, as you know, and so it might not actually feel that different in practice. But I think commercially it's a good idea. I guess we'll see what happens a few years down the line.
And Zara, you were in that pool squad, weren't you, with Chelsea as well? Obviously, Nottingham Forest netball she's now in charge of. So do you reckon there'll be a bit more pressure on her just to see how she gets on?
I think that Chelsea will, you know, she tackles any task head on. She's a very motivated person in general. And I know she's really passionate about netball and about helping others around her improve. So I think she's got, you know, the great attributes for a coach and for a leader. So, yeah, I think that she'll thrive in her new role and we'll look forward to coming up against her this season.
Darcy, the end of the season, what do you want to have achieved?
I think personally as a player, I just want to keep developing myself and make sure I take every opportunity that I get on court by Sam. So hoping to, by the end of the season, to have like a good kind of like file of match play and like just keep developing myself, taking in all the feedback and stuff from Sam and all the coaches that we have this year.
And finally, another extension to the Flyhawk kit deal. What's that like to play in and how good does that make you feel when you're on court?
Yeah, we love the Flyhawk kit. We're really proud to be the first club that has played in Flyhawk, and it's really exciting to see other teams and clubs around the country wearing it as well. So it's great to play in. We think it looks good. I think we have the best kit in the league. And yeah, it's a great partnership.
Darcy and Zara, thank you so much for your time and have a great season.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And you can find out more at londonpulsenetball.com.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.